I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You probably have that bird feeder out there by now, but coming up, we'll have a reminder for you that cleanliness is almost as important as a food source to our feathered friends right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Typically by mid-January, we've had several big snowfalls in West Virginia. However, that's so far not been the case for most of the state this year. Biologist Kathy Leo out of the DNR's Elkins Operations Center says that will tend to cut down on the number of birds you're seeing at your backyard feeder.
Even though we haven't had many birds this year, and I know we've had a lot of calls on that, and I think because generally when the weather is mild like this, birds will disperse and find more natural foods. But it seems like every time a front comes through and we do get some snow, then your birds begin to congregate. And whenever that happens, the incidence of them being able to pass disease goes way up.
And there is where the attention to the bird feeder becomes so important. Leo tells us you need to routinely clean it out.
There's several things you can do. First of all, you need to keep your feeders clean. And we suggest that at least every 2 weeks, and sooner than that, if the weather is really, really mild, you need to clean your feeders using a mixture of bleach and water, usually a quarter cup of bleach to 2 gallons of warm water. And when you do scrub those feeders, you need to make sure that you rinse them very well. The leftover residue can be harmful to birds, but just by disinfecting them like this, you're definitely helping the birds.
It is also important to make sure that the food you're putting in there to start with is healthy as well.
We do recommend that you always store your seed in clean, dry, airtight containers, such as metal or plastic garbage cans. And that also, if you keep them so rodents and things can't get into them.
And finally, rotate the food supply.
Probably also want to not fill your feeders and let the seeds sit in them for any length of time. Even if they don't get direct snow and rain on them, they will tend to accumulate moisture. And that can harbor an excellent medium for bacteria and different molds to reoccur.
And if you do see birds that appear to be sick, take down the feeders for a couple of weeks. Also advisable that after each cleaning, you put them in a new place. And Leo adds that cleaning up around the feeder is important too, not only for the birds, but for your grass. The hulls of those sunflower seeds can rapidly accumulate and give off acid that will quickly kill your grass. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.